Well, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. My name is Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast. And this week, if you haven't already guessed it, I'm talking about the inauguration that's coming up in a couple of days of President Donald Trump. Very excited about it. Going to be a whole lot changing in this country because of his administration. Very excited for that to start happening. Deportations immediately are very exciting to me. We want those guys out of here. So yeah, I'm excited about that and everything else. Probably top of the list is RFK Jr. and his nomination to Secretary of Health and Human Services. Pretty excited about that one. There's so many good things that are going to come from that. So just sit back and enjoy the show. Thank you. So it's Saturday. It's 2 days before President Trump's Inauguration Day. It's going to be a monumental event. It can't be overstated. It's going to draw massive crowds. There's talk now that it's going to have to be inside the rotunda of the Capitol building because of the weather. It's going to be very, very cold, and there's so many people that are going to be there, including law enforcement and security people. Now, they even mentioned the dogs. They don't want the dogs getting too cold. And understandably, last time, if I remember correctly, it was inside the rotunda was when Ronald Reagan was inaugurated, and it was the same thing because of the weather. But once again, it's a massive crowd. There's going to be a bunch of people there. There's going to be people standing outside everywhere, and it's going to be a worldwide spectacle. People from all around the world are going to be watching it. It's monumental. It's huge. It has historic significance. And it marks a pivotal moment in the political landscape of the United States. We're doing something. It's a revolution, basically, is what it is. It's the revolution I've been calling for since 2014. It's here. The revolution is here. We are going to change the status quo in America, which has been to this point in the last several years, basically since Bill Clinton got elected. This is where it kind of started going downhill, in my opinion. A lot of people may change. have differing opinions of that. It happened massively when Barack Obama was in office, you know, Obamacare and the whole bit. I mean, it's just been, we're falling off the cliff in this country. It's something that Americans do. They put up with a ton of BS for a long time before they get riled up enough to do something about it. We're at that point right now. By electing Donald Trump in a landslide, we have basically said out loud for the whole world to hear, we're done with this crap. We're done with DEI. We're done with CRT, critical race theory. We're done with these crazy looking people parading around and being elected to positions and being appointed to positions of high importance that they have no business being there. They were put there because the direction the country was going was, we just want inclusion. We want, I don't know what they wanted, to be honest. They wanted a little bit of everything, anything goes kind of thing. That's not how we are here in America. We're moral. America still has a moral majority, and it's massive. The moral majority in this country is huge. It's the majority, duh. And we don't want to see that stuff. We flat don't want to see it. And majority rules in this country. And we let it slide for a long time. It's done. We're done with it. It's over. We don't want to see that stuff anymore, flat out. We want to see other moral people like us in positions of power to do good things for this country. And there's so many good things that are coming up. DOGE, they're going to get rid of all the junk, all the deadwood, all the waste material in our government. They won't do it immediately. It'll take some time. They're going to make a big chunk pretty quickly, though. We'll just sit back and watch that happen. They're going to get rid of all the illegals that the Biden administration just let walk right across our borders. It's good. Yeah, they can come in. They wanted voters, plain and simple. They wanted voters, and they knew if they let them across. And they did all they could to allow these people to vote illegally. And they did spot things that were just crazy, like in these swing states. He won all of the swing states. So basically, we're just saying we're tired of all the shit. We're tired of the junk. We don't want to see that anymore. I can't stand I'm involved on X And every day you scroll through the posts, and people are posting in a derisive way about these crazy, weirdo-looking people who are in positions of power, and it makes me want to vomit some of these people the way they look. I mean, you can't disparage people because of the way they look, really, but I can. We don't have to be buck studs and gorgeous women with perfect hair and perfect dress and everything like that across this country. That's not what we are either. We're very accommodating as far as what people do and how they look and all that stuff. But seeing that stuff all the time shoved in our face with the crazy stuff that they do and their makeup and their dress and all that stuff, it's just tired of it, you know? They can do it if they want, totally. It's America. You can do what you want as long as you're not hurting anybody. They can do that all they want. I don't want to see it. When I turn on the TV, I want to see the moral majority. I want to see the people who believe like I do that it's important to look good, to do the best that you can, to put your best foot forward, to make, you know, to be good. And that's not happening. Hadn't happened for decades now. So, and on Donald Trump's Inauguration Day, we're ushering in this new movement. It's the revolution I've been talking about since 2014, as I stated. It's just a pivotal moment. We're changing right here. The buck stops on Monday, and we're changing. We're going to take back our country. We're just tired of all the BS that the left has put out there for so long, and it's gone so crazy that we're going, we got to put on the brakes. We got to stop this crap. We got to get back to reality. It's going to be an awesome thing. There's going to be dignitaries from around the world coming in. A lot of people have already come to this country, to Mar-a-Lago, to talk to President-elect, although I call him President Trump because he is already. the Biden administration ended quite a while ago. Trump has been acting like the president successfully since he got elected, and heads of state from all over the world are coming in to talk to him. The big shots all around this country are going down to Mar-a-Lago. Some of the people, honestly, that he allowed to come down there, to me, is just pretty amazing. I mean, people that I don't think should be involved in anything that's going on with this revolution, but it just shows a lot about him. He's open to anything. And he's got his own agenda, and it happens to be the same agenda that most Americans have right now. But he's willing to listen, and that's why he let all these people come down to Mar-a-Lago and talk to him. They were talking about the security preparations, and it's massive. There's some conspiracy theories out there that something big and bad is going to happen. They're going to blow up the Capitol, and all the people inside are going to be dead and all this stuff. I think that's true. We hope it's not true. It would, if something like that happened, it would be really bad for the whole world. If there's anybody out there crazy enough that they think they can do something like that, it's stupid to think about. Nobody is that stupid. Of course, it could happen. We've seen weirder things happen. Now, I'm not all that concerned about it. They have to have the security preparations in place. They have to make sure that if there are any crazies, that they don't get to do whatever it is they're planning on doing. So anyway, the atmosphere is expected to be charged with anticipation. This is big. This is huge. This is, like I said many times already, this is the revolution. We're changing. There's been revolutions in this country before. They are marked by massive change because we just got tired of the status quo. We got tired of all the BS, and we're tired of it now. We're going to change. We're going to a different United States. It's going to be one that's marked by success and massive improvements in everything. Technology, that's why he's got all these tech moguls surrounding him down there. Some of them he didn't really like all that much. Bezos, Gates, I still can't believe. I hope that's another example of him just being willing to listen, even though it's not something that he wants to be involved in. Bill Gates has been really bad for a lot of people around the world. Him and Fauci got together and did some bad stuff, and that's going to come out. I have no fear that's going to come out, and he'll have to pay for what he's done. We're going to uncover a lot of stuff with this Trump administration and the administrations that follow that. We're on a roll here. The pendulum has swung. It's about as far left right now as it can get. It's starting to swing back the other way. It's going to gain momentum. In the 4 years that Trump is in office, a lot of really good stuff is happening, is going to be happening. But the cool thing is, it's going to continue to swing to the right for a long time because the bullshit's over. I mean, people are fed up with it, and they're not gonna go, oh, well, I guess those liberals did have something. Yeah, I've said it many times. The liberals have some good ideas. The Republicans have some good ideas. But we are so far left right now that the pendulum swing is going right, and it ain't going to stop. So the atmosphere, it's going to be charged with anticipation. The gravity of the situation is just, it's unimaginable. We can't even imagine it right now. We know it's going to be big, but it's going to be even bigger probably when the real thing happens. So when the oath of office is administered, we're going to see things are going to change. We're already expecting on day two, on Tuesday, shit's going to kick into gear, and we're going to see a lot of deportations happen very quickly. I know I can't have empathy for them, but I can see these illegals going, oh shit, what the fuck are we going to do now? Yeah, they're going to be out, flat out. We don't want them here. We don't want murderers and rapists and drug dealers in this country. I mean, just naturally, there's going to be some anyway from Americans, but we sure don't want them coming from out of the country, coming here and doing their shit. It's going to stop. We're going to stop people from coming in here. We're going to get the ones that are here out. It won't be 100%, of course. There's going to be some that are hiding. There's going to be some that are plotting. But it's going to be hard for those people coming up on Tuesday. Starting then, and like a freaking bulldozer, we're going to get them out of here. And I'm excited about that. I don't want these people in my country. So they're going to be gone. We're going to get rid of them. There's so many things. The tech improvements. I mean, AI is coming around. The thing about AI in my mind, the thing that's maybe even a little bit scary about it is it's going to be like a locomotive. Starting out slow. You know, you can see them wheels spinning and they're not really getting traction yet. But as it speeds up, it's going to go. And then pretty soon it's going to be going real fast. Real fast. And it's going to be hard to keep control of it. But I have complete confidence that we will. There's a lot of smart people in this country, and a whole lot of smart people want to come to this country, which is what the whole immigration thing is supposed to be about. We want the best and the brightest from around the world to come here, and they want to come here, and we're going to let them. We're not going to let the scumbag drug dealers and pedophiles and rapists and murderers, we're not going to let them in. We don't care how they vote. If they promise to vote Republican, we're still not going to let them in. The inauguration is going to be awesome. I'm very excited about the new administration coming in and taking control of this country and doing the things that we all, as Americans, the moral majority of what we want. It's going to be the people. The people are going to run this country again instead of a small elite bunch of, I don't even know what to call them now. I call them the machine. We know some about it. We don't know everything, but we know Barack Obama was instrumental in running the country while the Biden administration was supposedly in there. We know Nancy Pelosi had some stuff to do with it. There's a lot more. There's a bunch we don't know anything about. You know, Soros was involved. He, very rich person, using his money to change things in this country in a bad way. A lot of people on the left are going, well, there's going to be an oligarchy. He's going to be the richest people in the world. Well, yeah, rich people have a lot of influence. Doesn't matter whether they're in office or not, they have influence. It's part of what happens when you become rich. People listen to you. The thing that we have to keep in mind is the ones that are in place now are concerned about this country and this world. Elon Musk, why is he doing all this rocket stuff? He wants to be able to send people from this planet to another one just in case we screw it up so bad that we ruin the planet. I personally don't think that's going to happen. I really don't think he does either, but he wants to make sure that the human race continues past whatever happens on this planet. It might be next year, it might be a billion years from now, we don't know. But, I mean, it runs out of gas eventually. There's plenty still there. I've talked about this. There's a lot of energy. get a lot of energy from the sun, but it's known that at some point planets die and stars die. You know, our sun eventually is going to run out of gas. It's a finite amount, and eventually it runs out. But between now and then, we're going to have a whole bunch of really cool stuff going on technologically. Self-driving cars, I think that's so cool to think about. You just sit down, program where you want it to go, voice, I don't know how it's going to work. Say, I want to go over to Tom's house. You sit down, and you go there. And you don't have to worry about crashing into people and hurting people or crashing into other cars or anything like that, because they're going to get it figured out, and it's going to be awesome. And there's going to be self-driving giant trucks and stuff like that. It's all going to be good. I mean, and there's so much more. Energy is one. I keep talking about that because we're going to figure out energy. There's plenty of petroleum in the ground. We can get it. There's going to be plenty to get us to the next phase of energy, which we have some ideas. We don't know for sure exactly what it is, but we know there's so much energy. There's plenty of energy. There's plenty of water. There's plenty of food. We got plenty of everything. We just got to get out of our own way and make sure we got all this stuff for the people of the world. Plenty of food for everybody. There's a way for that to work. Plenty of water for everyone. There's a way for that to work. I've talked about this many times on different podcasts. And energy, too. We got plenty of energy. The sun produces so much energy that we just let fly by right now. But we'll harness it. We'll figure it out. We'll get energy figured out. We'll get it all figured out. And the cool thing is, it starts here. It starts Monday. We're going to start moving in the right direction instead of the stupid direction. So, just to wrap it up, inauguration is coming. President Donald Trump, Inauguration Day 2025 is coming. It's here in 2 days on Monday. And it's going to mark a transition in this country, the likes that this world has never seen. We're going to shoot up in prosperity. We're going to shoot up in everything good, in education, everything, science and technology, and everything is just going to be good. I have faith. Some people are worried. A lot of people on the left are saying bad things because they know their time is up, and it's their last dying quiver. They're squiggling around because they know their time is up. And so they'll say anything bad to try to make it not happen because they don't want their time to be up. It's Inauguration Day. It's going to happen whether they like it or not. And we're going to have a new president. We're going to have a whole new outlook in this country. We're going to do great things. Everybody's going to be prosperous. You can never have 100% people being 100% happy 100% of the time. But it's going to be a lot better than it is now. And it's not that bad right now. But it was just going in the wrong direction. We're turning a corner. We're tacking. We were going this way. We realize it's not a great way to go. We're going to turn the corner and go. I'm excited. See you on the other side.